Welcome to your Motivation Enhancer download from Uncommon Knowledge. This advanced self-hypnosis session can be used to teach your unconscious mind to plan effectively and really get going on your goals and ambitions. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hi, my name is Mark Tyrrell, and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. This download is designed to allow you to really get going on your goals, targets, and ambitions. If it's appropriate now, you can dim the lights, find yourself somewhere cozy and comfortable to sit and start to really relax. Having goals in life, something to achieve, are so important for people. Goals add meaning to our lives and give you a sense of purpose and direction. There seem to be two basic kinds of people when it comes to achievement. Firstly, there are talkers, those who talk a good talk at the pub, but somehow, at least after you've observed them for a while, you kind of get to start doubting that they're actually going to get underway on their cherished projects. They may also start something but find that the immediate rewards aren't forthcoming, and then often they quit. The rewards for talking about something but not actually doing it are that they can firstly feel as if something is being done constructively, and secondly, they get an advance on attention and admiration from others before they've even done anything. How many people have left this world without having ever really tried to bring their dreams into reality? The second kinds of people are the doers. They actually do, or at least attempt as best as possible, what they set out to do. Sure, they may talk and bask in undue admiration for a little while, but they also know how to put in unrewarding hours for the ultimate rewards that come later on. They don't quit merely because things get tough, and sometimes they even keep their aims quiet, then surprise you with their success. Now, I don't know what kind of person you are, but the fact is, you can change and improve whoever you are. Think also about the language you use relating to your goal. Do you say things like, I might, or I'm thinking about doing such and such, or I'm going to try? These are very non-committal statements. Instead, start thinking in terms of, I'm going to do such and such. Set specific times and dates to begin your projects. Decide how much time you're going to devote to your projects, and break down your projects, whether large or small, into achievable steps and mini-targets. Get used to writing down your goals and crossing off the steps to your goal as you achieve them. The energy which propels you towards your goal is emotional. That means the more your goal feels compelling, the more you're going to get on with it. Whenever you experience this hypnotic download, you can up your emotional energy, which is going to compel you to get going on your dreams. One of my all-time favorite expressions is, don't have a wishbone where your backbone should be. Nothing is ever created without vision coming into play to start with, which is the wishbone. And nothing is created without focus, resilience, flexibility, and determination. This download will strengthen both your wishbone and your backbone. Now, firstly, get your goal in mind. Where do you want to be at? What do you want to be doing in and with your life? Let your eyes close comfortably. Shut, if they haven't already. And begin to have a kind of waking dream. When you take care to focus effectively on the smaller acts in your life, the quality of your overall life will take care of itself. And you can have an overall vision. Get the sense now of your body relaxing deeply and comfortably, like a soothing mist of calm sweeping up through your body, gently calming every part of you. It flows through all the great inventions of our world were the offspring of creative daydreams that became clearer and clearer until they came into being in the real world. Like Archimedes in the bathtub, who dreamed his solution, just suddenly seeing the right pattern, how it matches up to reality. Begin to notice that as you relax deeper and deeper as I count down from 1 to 10. You can dream a sense more and more as I count of having achieved your goal already. Begin to enjoy noticing life when your goal is achieved. And 1, getting a sense of growing nearer your goal. And 2, with each count, getting a clearer sense of being in the future with life the way it needs to be. And 3, and 4, 5, also relaxing deeper with each count, and 6, and 7, and 8, and 9, and 10. And in quiet, spending time now, really living your life after you've achieved your goal. Experience what you see, hear, feel, and enjoy drifting into the future now with your goal achieved. Noticing this now. Okay, now, really experiencing in your mind right now the fulfillment of your goal. That's it. Good. And in your mind, you can take a little stroll somewhere beautiful. And with each step, you can relax so much deeper. And coming to rest in such a serene and cozy place. And from here, with such profound peace and calm, look back at how you achieved your goal at each step in turn, remembering from the future looking back from here in the future at each practical and psychological step you took in order to achieve what you've now achieved. Look back from the future at how you did that now. Good. Now, notice how you can seem to drift through time and space in your mind and drift backwards to the start of your striving to fulfill your goal. That's it. Okay, now, over the next 45 seconds, come up rapidly through time, through each and every step of the way, from the very first step to the triumphant completion of your goal, noticing how powerful, exciting, but at the same time calming this amazing experience is. When you've done this, you are going to find that your goal has become more compelling. So, drifting to the start of the whole process, now, and then starting now, moving rapidly through time, through every stage and step, even if you're flowing through months or years very swiftly, notice all and every aspect starting now. That's good. Now, as you experience a flow through time again, notice absolutely everything connected to your developing experience. Any really focused work you do, any things which you would have been reluctant about before, anything at all, just noticing the whole process from start to finish again, in even more detail. Begin this process again now. Excellent. And the more you do this, the more and more compelling these futures are going to become for you. Now you can begin to focus your awareness around your body, feeling nice and comfortably energized, rested, recharged, and invigorated, feeling so, so good. That's it. Gently beginning to come back to the room or wherever you happen to be, feeling so alert and powerfully calm and focused, ready for your future from this point on. That's it. Opening the eyes, if they're not already, and coming back feeling very energized, awake, and alert. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to use this as much as you need or want to. Be sure to check out other downloads from Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you again, and the best of luck to you.